Strap on your tool belt and grab a cup of coffee. It's time for My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Mark, this looks hard. There's like a spear and stuff in here and everything. He says spear. To get uncomfortable.
It's going to wake me up from my nap.
Today we're talking about obstacle course race. Barton, and Mark's been participating in this race for a year now. You've done, what, 4 or 5 races so far?
Yep, gearing up for another one. Very excited.
You're really good at it, too. So we're going to be talking with the creator, the mastermind, the father of the Spartan races today.
Joe D. Senna.
Yeah, about how he came up with it and the whole mojo behind it. And I think that we'll find a lot of really cool life lessons and some things to really think about for life. So, coming up next.
Oh my, fix it up.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Happening.
We are. This is My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark, who has become a Spartan.
Yes, this is my Spartan up life today.
This is. You totally have become a Spartan in the last year, and I think that the Spartan obstacle course race is the most fitting sport to guys like you who, you know, did triathlons, marathons, all kinds of stuff, and you did urban athlon, but you haven't like really felt home in a race, I don't know, ever, until you found Spartan.
Yeah, usually because I was in the back of the pack. We are joined by endurance athlete and Spartan race creator and lifestyle something. Guru might be the wrong word, but Joe, I hope I get it right, D. Senna.
That's me.
Joe, how you doing, buddy? Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thanks for hanging out with me. I don't get invited many places, so this is fun.
I'm sure that is totally not true. And I am not a Spartan, I have to admit. I've been to the Spartan races, and I have watched my husband and all of these extremely fit athletes compete. And seeing women do pull-ups to warm up for such an extreme race is inspiring, and also I feel like I should probably work out more. But my doctor said that he laughed when I was talking about Spartan race, because he's like, you have asthma and stuff. This is not a sport for you. And for you, Joe, who created this and all the extreme conditions and things that you've done, do people who have asthma do this race?
They do. My niece has asthma. She gets out there, so... You know, my sister used to have asthma growing up, and somehow we got rid of it. We got her on a vegetarian diet. We got her doing burpees, and it went away. You know, I'm not recommending that anybody with asthma can get rid of it, but we get all shapes, sizes, sick, healthy, young, old, coming out and doing Spartan race. Everybody, sounds self-serving, but everybody needs to come out and do a Spartan event, because it beats sitting on a couch, sitting in a chair, and being lethargic, which is really what most of our days consist of.
Yeah, it is kind of unfortunate that, you know, you're just learning about the fact that children, you know, the obesity rate is getting worse and worse. And I heard that in a matter of 20 years or so, there is a national security risk with there not being enough fit people to pull from for our armed forces. And I think Spartan race is such, I'm like, I go there. They're all there. All of these extremely fit athletes are just, they're, and it's growing. How many people are participating every year in Spartan?
About 1 million. You know, I saw a Forbes article where they were talking about military readiness. And the author of the article, the writer, basically said, thanks for Spartan, because it is increasing the military readiness of our country. And obviously, we can't take anything away from the special operators and the military men and women. we are nothing compared to them just because we crawl under some barbed wire and climb over walls. We got to thank them for their service. But like you said, right, if we had an extra million fit people to pull from, that's not a bad thing.
Absolutely. And well, before, because I, you know,
Married, Joe, so I just sort of sit sometimes and wait my turn.
I bought your book last year when it came out because, you know, Mark is just, like, this is him. Like, everything that you talk about in your book on your website, Spartan.com, I mean, it's a lifestyle. It's not a race. It's so much more than people going out and competing with each other and getting dirty. It's, you know, you fitness tips and every day and health tips and how to eat well without spending a lot of money. And, you know, for me and what I see in the world, I think it's so fitting because we are, as a culture, I think we're hopefully we're heading in this direction. We're disconnecting more from technology to reconnect more in our core humanity of, you know, people are doing more quilting and sewing and knitting together. And
is that an obstacle? Do you have to sew a blanket?
Oh, Lord. Mark would have to do all the burpees for that.
Martha Stewart Spartan race.
Yeah. Are you doubling up on the branding? That'd be hilarious.
We should do that as a spoof. That would be really funny. And now you got to make a cake.
Show up, there's a kitchen. Yeah, I just lay down, forget it.
But
food is something that is important to you and you talk about a lot. Is it, and you have stop me if I'm wrong, but you have a farm where you live and you harvest a lot of your own food.
We do. We have an organic farm and we grow a bunch of veggies. We've got some animals running around. And we've got some fresh eggs coming off the farm, some really good stuff. It's not fully up to speed yet. We're feeding ourselves all day, every day, year round. But it's a start. It's pretty awesome. Got some greenhouses.
Sweet. Well, you live in Vermont, so you've got the two seasons of August and winter.
We have the two seasons of, I would say, our two seasons are more like November and winter.
That's so pretty awesome.
Is it even possible to say for, you know, Spartan Race runners and people who want to run it and people are interested in the whole obstacle course world, what a typical day in the life of you is?
It's a pretty aggressive day. So thinking about it this morning, I was driving a box truck late last night, like a 20-foot truck that you'd see driving around the road. You'll love this story, actually. I had my second son with me, my seven-year-old, Charlie, and we were driving about 8 hours up to Boston from Long Island. And the reason we were down there was we had to put on a show for Fox and Friends with a bunch of obstacles. So I drove the truck down. I had my kids. It was awesome. On the way back, we had to get on a ferry. They have, you know, you can drive the truck on the ferry to get across Long Island quicker. The captain of the ferry notices halfway across the sound that I'm the Spartan guy. And he couldn't believe it, and he brings me up to actually hang out in the captain's chair where he operates the ship, and he wants to talk about Spartan. So that was awesome in the life, in a day in this life. We get off the ferry and we're driving the truck, my son and I get pulled over by a police officer. Roll down the window. I kid you not, the police officer says, "I knew it was you." Said, "Excuse me?" He goes, "I told my partner, I saw the Vermont plates and I saw your face and I said, that's the Spartan guy." And they literally pulled me over, siren on. I got a picture and a video with the guy, with the officer. We get back to, we make it to Rhode Island because there's a tornado warning. I have some friends that help at Spartan in Rhode Island, so I slept at their house. We woke up, my son and I, at 4:30 a.m. We did a four-mile run. We did our pull-ups, our burpees, our box jumps. We worked out for about 90 minutes, and we got back on the road, and I spent all day in the office probably dealing with 500 or 600 emails, and I was about to get something to eat, and I found out that we've got to do this podcast. So there's a typical day.
Nuts.
Wow, absolutely unbelievable.
And now, Spartan Race has a podcast as well. You're on a mission to find successful, happy people over and above all the other stuff that you're doing. It almost has nothing to do with Spartan Race. It almost seems like it's your pet project.
Yeah, well, so I've always been passionate about what are the attributes, virtues, techniques for being successful, no matter how you define success. You want to be a great monk. You want to be the best dad, the best mom, a vegetarian that doesn't go off track and tackle a cow every once in a while. And how do you do that? And so when I was young, I had a swimming pool business and a construction company. I had 700 customers. Those customers used to let me in their house. And for over a decade, I got to look into their lives as families and see the ones that were successful, see the ones that failed, see the ones that cheated on husbands, cheated on what, like all the things that I'd want to take as positives, leave behind the negatives, like Bruce Lee would say. And so I wanted to continue that thought because I think there's a correlation between being successful and having that grittiness, that ability to jump out of your comfort zone, crawl under barbed wire, climb ropes, et cetera. So there actually, in my mind, is a tie-in to this life. And I think I'm seeing it. I think, you know, we've interviewed 200 people. I've traveled around the world to interview these people. And I think there is a correlation between a person that's willing to get off the couch, get moving, be positive, you know, be optimistic, and just like our Spartan Race participants.
I believe that there definitely is a correlation between the two because, you know, friends of ours who have done Spartan Race, there's a change that happens throughout the event. There's a change in spirit. There's like the pride of finishing the whole thing. And I just really want to know, why is it called Spartan? How did you pinpoint the name Spartan for this?
It's funny, we were actually talking about that today. There were probably a dozen or so friends and family that while this whole thing was being developed, were tossing around names. And somebody, I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was my wife. I don't know if it was my cousin. I don't know if it was my friend. Somebody threw that name out there in the mix, and there were dozens of names. And it was just obvious immediately that that was the name. And so we went with it. You know, a little, even though it was obvious, you're still a little hesitant. You got a little buyer's remorse for a day or two, but then we went with it. The first logo was not the right logo. The second logo was not the right logo. And I remember sitting around with somebody that worked for us one day, and I was just completely frustrated with the logos. And she looks at one of the medals we give out, and she goes, "Why isn't the logo the medal, the mask that's on the medal?" And I said, "Well, that's obvious." So, of course it should be that. So it's been a bunch of iterations, but I think we got really lucky with the name. And then we got even more lucky when we got a call from the outside with somebody that actually owned the trademarks and the URL and all the licensing around Spartan.com and just the word Spartan, because that's actually a much more succinct name than Spartan Race.
Yeah.
Right. And it means so much. And Spartans were known for their choice of using very few words, but very powerful words. And I don't know. It just says everything in that one word.
Wow. Yeah. Twitter was based on how very little I talk, but how impactful it is. I'm known for that.
There you go.
Yeah. Is there like and I don't want to trivialize it, but is there a Twitter version of the Spartan code? You know, I don't even have a slogan that I could come up with.
You're like asking for the elevator pitch for Spartan Race?
No, I'm not. Oh. Is you know, are there the three tenets of,
oh, the
of
essentials.
Spartan Race or the Spartan Race lifestyle that you guys have zeroed in on? Or is it just all of this stuff we're talking about?
No, I mean, it's a bunch of them. It's obviously you've got to eat well, right? You've got to be active. I'm just rattling stuff off. You've got to be willing to sweat. You've got to be willing to get uncomfortable. Comfort is not a good thing. Comfort comes after you've been uncomfortable. You got to change your frame of reference. What do I mean by that? I was always intrigued with these Eastern Europeans that I worked with over the years for decades because they didn't have any quit in them, right? They were always fighting for milk because they knew what it felt like to not have milk, as opposed to first world country constituents like us, right, that have everything. My kids have everything at their fingertips. They don't understand what it's like to eat rocks or dirt, although I tell them every once in a while we're going to eat some rocks and dirt just so they could change their frame of reference. But and I think we will do that at some point. And hopefully we don't call social services. But I think changing your frame of reference is important, right? Getting out of your comfort zone. And listen, there's something big to be said for gratitude and for just doing good things. I remember a wise guy in Queens, where I grew up, sat me down one day and said, "Look, we're on this planet to do one thing, and that's help people." And I think if we can lend a hand, and whether it's at a Spartan race, whether it's out in real life, whether in your neighborhood, in your family, whatever, one, you're doing good, but two, it feels really good. It's powerful for yourself. It feels better than going out and buying things. And then live a simple life. Right? You don't need my mother, one day we woke up, my mother was really into this vegan monk type lifestyle. She used to go to India, completely opposite of my dad. And one day my sister and I woke up, she had thrown away all of our material possessions, her stuff, my stuff, my sister's stuff. I remember going into her room and saying, "Mom, that's really cool that you believe in this and you threw away stuff, but why'd you throw away our stuff? Like, focus on your own stuff." But it was impactful. And believe me, I've got my share of material things that I've accumulated in life like everybody else, but do we really need all this stuff?
No, absolutely not. And that's why I really like that song. Did you know that song, you don't see a hearse with a trailer hitch? It's
no,
a country song. It's pretty groovy. So you can't take stuff with you because you never see a hearse with a trailer hitch.
Oh, then you won't be that upset that I emptied out that closet.
Holy guacamole.
Yeah. So sweat, get uncomfortable, eat healthy, do good things, and live a simple life.
I totally do most of those things, except I don't do Spartan. I'll have to try the short Spartan race.
Yeah.
The sprint.
Get a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm good at getting uncomfortable. I do uncomfortable things more than a lot of gals I know. But I'm a rowboat and my husband's a speedboat, I kind of say a lot.
So I want to go back to the box truck. It fascinates me. I read an article about you as an Outside magazine, I think, or Outside Online. And we're a home show. Our show is about home and fixing things and fixing life. And I was wondering how we were going to draw like any connection to DIY or home renovation into this until I read that article where you've got people up in Vermont dragging rocks, cutting down trees. It's fantastic. Like, that's a playground for me. I want to come up there and like chainsaw stuff and split wood. And then I started thinking that, you know, that's kind of how I work out. That's kind of how I exercise. I've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, you do that anyway. There's a store, Mark will leave notes on people's doors and say, if you want me to come back with my chainsaw, I'll totally take care of that down tree.
Everybody should do some construction work. My kids are going to learn how to weld, do plumbing, brickwork. I love brickwork and stonework and cement work. I think that'll transform you, whoever you are, right? Especially when cement is setting and you're running out of time. That'll change things. So, yeah, we do all that stuff up in Vermont. It's a big farm. It's 700 acres. And there's a lot of stuff to do, a lot of things to fix, a lot of things to maintain.
Well, I see the correlation between home improvement, life improvement, because it's a central core to who you are as a family. I mean, it's life. I want to know the why I race. That's a hashtag that people use on Instagram and Twitter and everywhere else. Is that something that you guys developed, or is that something that the participants sort of just started doing themselves?
No, I think our team here, came up with it. I think it's a great campaign because everybody's got their reason. And then it just took off like wildfire. So I got to hand it to our team. We've got a great team over here. I drive them really hard. But they came up with it and it worked.
And then I have to ask the spear throw. That's in every single one of these Spartan races.
Now, his coat is awesome. We've got a great guy that works for us, Russell, and he came up with the idea. I thought, man, that, I can't believe I didn't think of that. And it's really a burpee maker because it's so hard to nail the spear. Yet, if you think about it, how many years have we been on the planet where we were proficient at throwing a spear, and we've lost that talent? So it's really fun to watch humans be excited that they might hit the target, and then immediately be upset that they've got to do 30 burpees.
Well, I have to be a Spartan wife and say that the first time my husband Mark did a Spartan race, he nailed that.
Nice.
This guy nailed it.
I got a couple spears in.
Yeah.
I got a couple.
And then fashioned a spear a couple weeks ago practice.
We have a project coming up. We made a spear to practice.
Yeah.
And a hay bale and a wall and all kinds of stuff. We'll share it with you.
Yeah.
I visualized a greeting card one day or funny. What do you say? Mame? Meme? What do you say?
Meme, I think.
It's a meme,
maybe.
Right?
Yeah, funny meme where you'd see, like, the wife in the kitchen cooking, not because wives should be only in the kitchen cooking, but just for my meme, bear with me. And she's, like, doing dishes but looking out the kitchen window, and the husband's out there practicing the spear, and you see, like, 11 spears stuck in the side of the house because he missed the call.
But he's really super fit because he makes himself do burpees every single time he nails the house, right?
I love it.
Yeah, I think that's rad.
In the minute or so we have left, Joe.
Well, before you say that, I want to say I am totally comfortable with the woman cooking in the kitchen because, as essential to us, we nurture. And, like, feeding our families and making sure that they're healthy is kind of essential to who we are. So, all right, go.
How many burpees a day do you do in real life?
300 in real life.
All right, so my husband Mark's going to start doing 301 tomorrow.
Start doing 30.
Not competitive at all.
They suck. They don't get better ever.
No, they don't. Is there ever a time when they feel good? Because I haven't found it yet. You run, you get in the zone, you're riding a bike, whatever, you get in the zone, trail running, even carrying crap around like plywood or logs. You get in a zone.
Is there like a Dr. Seuss
thing? Nailing down shingles, you get in a zone. Burpees are, the only zone is suck.
But I'm thinking like that's a Dr. Seuss book. I did a burpee on a train. I did a burpee on a plane. I did a burpee in the beach. I did a burpee every week. I do a burpee all the time. You know, there could be a whole thing about that.
I'm going to steal that idea.
I totally steal it.
That is awesome.
Gift to you.
There's your new meme. There's the Spartan Race cartoon.
I could see someone doing burpees on the beach
Whole video thing.
On the mountains and in the snow and all kinds of stuff.
Where I burpee.
Yeah, where I
hashtag.
Burpee.
I love it.
There you go.
All right, we got to bounce, but everybody needs to go and check out this book and go and look for the hashtag Why I Race. You'll be inspired, and check out the Spartan podcast too, because if you aren't inspired by everybody else's story of doing Spartan Race and getting out there and getting uncomfortable, I don't know. I don't know who we're talking to. So we got to go.
Joe DeSena,
thanks for joining us.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys, late at night. Awesome.
You bet. You rock.
Of course.
Yeah,
thank
goodbye.
You.
Take
Bye.
Care.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-and-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
I'm fired up. I got to get out of here.
You got to get out of here.
Get me a bucket of rocks. Let's go.
Rocks. Let me explain to everyone before you go any further. Mark actually has a bucket of rocks that he jogs around the neighborhood with because it's one of the obstacles and the way to build the upper body strength for Spartan races. So in addition to the spear throw and the burpees and the barbed wire and all the other stuff, there's a lot of
carrying
up ski slopes. It's a pretty intense experience, and I'm going to spend some time thinking about it because I think I could do Spartan race if I didn't have to run through the obstacles, and I was ready to do a whole pile of burpees because I don't know if I have the upper body strength for it.
But that's the point. And I don't think crossing the finish line so much is the point. is the pursuit of the next phase of you, the next phase of life. Now,
I
love Spartan Race,
Mark.
I have a good time, but, you know, playing rugby's not for everybody. Neither is knitting a quilt. You know, not everybody.
You don't knit a quilt.
Whatever you knit, whatever you knit, whatever you sew, it doesn't matter. Stay with me on the point of it.
I understand.
It's getting to the next phase, and that's what we do here at My Fix It Up
Life. I think I totally rock that in so many different ways, and I really like what Joe has to say about getting uncomfortable, because I think that if you don't get too comfortable in life, and when you're getting together with your friends telling the same stories you told 20 years ago, and there aren't new experiences to share that are interesting and like, whoa, then your synapses aren't firing and your brain is getting all old, and then you get like not healthy. And so I think it's really important to stay healthy so that you can do all the awesome things that life has to offer for as long as possible.
So go out and kick life's butt. That's
however
your mission,
you wanna
My Fix It Up Life. Go get after it.
If you want to knit a quilt with Mark.
Yeah, knitting a quilt. That's my next obstacle.
Ooh, I think if I do Spartan Race, you have to knit an Afghan. And that's it. We're out. So don't forget to subscribe to the show. We loved it when you come by all the time and see our videos. And what else do they have to do?
Email us your questions, info@myfixituplife.com, or just post them on our Facebook page.
What?
Or tweet us.
What's this thing over here?
And you subscribe here.
Well, I said subscribe, but the other thing that we say is check out more videos. Click here. And we'll be back with another episode real soon. I hope you're binge watching. We like it. Bye.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. You might be first date on a city street. You might be a gift that brings me to my knees. You might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. This is my Fix It Up Life. You might be a white dress walking up to me. You might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. You might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our Fix It Up Life. Just a simple and low adieu. But what do I say? My feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we